Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver with you. Joe Lisi joins me momentarily here. We've got the great Matthias Verbell hanging as well. I've got basically another minute for this. Browns have the football back, 20-7, and Ford. And I don't think that Ford has had a carry for under 5 yards yet. And that's kind of where I've been looking. I've been kind of stalking his live rushing number. He's got 45 right now. It's 85.5 live. I mean, you got to figure if they just keep piling on here. I mean, they're going to be doing a lot of running of the football here. Another carry for Ford.
Mike, you might just get that -2.5 for Kansas State right here because they just got an interception and the big run. They're down. They're already back down
Let's
to
go.
The NC State 30.
Punch it in.
2 minutes and 20 End seconds.
It. End it. Punch it in. Let's go. Finish them. Extend. That's what we're looking for right now. We'll extend. Extend. All right, so 20-7 there, and Kansas State's about to put them away. We have Arizona and Oklahoma coming up. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. Mike Carver, Joe joins us momentarily. 844-843-6879. All right, Week 17 NFL. Massive weekend here. Only 2 weeks to go. A lot of things still to be decided in terms of who's going to be in, who's going to be out, and some very interesting numbers this week. And this is a very tricky week from this. Both of these last 2 weeks are usually the final week of the season more than the rest. But the last 2 weeks of the regular season, you got some big spreads. You've got some teams that you really have no idea on some of them what's going to go on here. Who cares? Who doesn't? There is a lot to consider when you look. Washington, like getting 12.5 against San Francisco. They're going to start Jacoby Brissett at quarterback now. Like, that could get real ugly. You know, the Panthers are getting 6 in Jacksonville. There's a chance Trevor Lawrence doesn't play. Like, I feel like the Panthers are kind of closing with a little bit of spunk the way they've played the last few weeks. The Jaguars haven't won a game in over a month. You know, Arizona getting the 11.5 in Philly. Got the Patriots getting 13.5 in Buffalo. And you got some teams where you don't know what to expect, how they're coming out. What is Tennessee bringing to Houston this week with potentially C.J. Stroud back for them? Are the Titans going to give you a big effort this week? I think the Raiders are going to in Indianapolis against the Colts. The Giants going to give a big effort at home against the Rams. You got a lot of guys who, on these teams that are out of it completely, that you got no idea when you start putting your bets in on Sunday morning how many guys on these teams have already booked their vacation for 2 weeks from now, and that's what they're looking forward to, and they're packing their bag. And how many of them care enough that They're giving 120 trying to win themselves a job for next year. And that's why you got to be very, very careful in these final 2 weeks. Because so many different things can happen. Look at Jarrett Stidham. He's going to start for the Broncos. He started the last two games for the Raiders last year. Guy was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What's he going to do these last 2 weeks now that he's playing for Russell Wilson? Could go nuts. Jaren Hall's going to start for the Vikings. He's only making his second start. He started that game against Atlanta early in the year. Remember, he got hurt. That's the game Dobbs came in off the street and led him to a win. How is Jaren Hall -1.5 on Sunday night in Minnesota against the Packers with the way Love's played? It's a weird line. It's very bizarre. But up is down, and down is up when you try to bet on these games the last 2 weeks of the season. Unless you got games where you know both teams, there's something on the table. Ravens, Dolphins, both teams something on the table. You know, Saints and Bucks, both teams something on the table. Steelers, Seahawks, both teams something on the table. Bengals, Chiefs, both teams something on the table. You know, those are the games where you can maybe get a little bit of a better feel. But these other ones, very, very difficult to know who's going to check in and who's going to check out. Detroit is in Dallas, of course, on Saturday night. No Monday night game this week. They do it because of, obviously, they got the semifinals coming up on Monday. Bama, Michigan, and Texas and Washington. So ESPN moves the Monday night game to Saturday night. And they'll be in Dallas, where this line's moved down a little bit here in the last 24 hours. Now -4.5 for the Cowboys. Total's gone down a point to 52.5. I think Detroit is going to be very involved here. You know, they've got a great chance to maybe get the two, and the two's still important. No, there's no bye with the two. There's only one bye now. But the two's important because it's two potential home games. You win wild card weekend, and then you're guaranteed to be home divisional weekend. And you're not, you know, you're avoiding a very tough road game. You only have to play one. You're the two. You only got to play one road game to get to the Super Bowl, albeit it's against the number one seed. But still, having more games in your building is crucial. So people thinking that the Lions are going to show up in Dallas on Saturday night, not caring because they already won the NFC North, I think you'd be surely mistaken. And I know the Cowboys are very good at home, but I'm expecting a big effort from the Lions on Saturday night. Big effort. Might not win the game. I don't think they're getting blown out in this game. I think that Campbell's going to get in their heads that these are important 2 weeks for them. If they can get to 13 wins and have people coming to Detroit as opposed to them going to potentially Philadelphia or them going to some of these other places. Very, very important week for them. So I'll be on the Lions on Saturday night. And I'm on the over too. I think it's a track meet. I know that I've seen all that. We've read the numbers all week. When the total's over 50, it's, you know, 40. It's more under than over the last couple of years. But I don't have the exact number in front of me. But I don't care. I ain't scared. I'm going after it. Not as scared whatsoever. We'll come back. We're gonna get Joe in the mix. We have a lot to do. We're going to get it, of course, get ourselves set up for these bowl games that are on Friday and a few on Saturday. We've got some other things to do. I've actually started to cut into Joe's lead a little bit here in the college bowl pick'em. So we're going to do that. More NFL as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Mike Carver, and of course, joined now by the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only, Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Holiday week. This is it, baby. College football, NFL on the horizon. New Year's, this is my favorite time of the year. Favorite time. And I heard you like showboating your peacock, and I cut into Joe's lead a little bit.
A little bit, not much.
Joe's lead in the college football.
A little bit. I'm on a little bit of a heater. A little bit.
A little bit.
I won right now in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row I'm on in the college as of right now.
So what's your record? So, you were 11-11 the last time we talked about it.
I was. And now I've got myself up to 16-11.
You won five games?
Well, I was 11-11 after Tuesday's games. So I had a great Wednesday, West Virginia, Virginia Tech, USC, and Oklahoma State swept the board for 4-0. And then Thursday, the under in the BC game, Rutgers, Kansas State. So on a bit of a heater right now, Joe. On a little bit of a heater.
So what am I then? I was 17-5. Smash your bookie. Smash him.
You were 17-5. You are now 20-7. 20-7.
I gotta kick it up a notch. 20-7. So,
correct.
Is that short material? That could be short material, Carl. Man of all the stations. 20-7. Lisi coming out of the gate. Let me see. Smash your bookie. 74%. 74%. If I got my college football playoff semifinal package out early, texting all my clients, promo code HUMP. If we don't win, no worries. You get the NCAA and the NFL playoff package absolutely free. If we don't cut your bookie down by 6 inches, call us next week.
Later on, we will make the selections for the Sun Bowl, the Rolling Hills of El Paso, Liberty Bowl, and the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
Sun, Liberty, Cotton. And then tomorrow, Joe, you're going to have to really get yourself going. It's like that hour last week. You're going to have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bowl games and the 2 national championship semis. So 9 games altogether we got to do tomorrow because it's the last Carver and Lisi before the New Year's.
Wow, so we have to get these all in.
Got to get them all in. That is correct.
All right.
So we'll be able to handle it. We'll do all 9 of those games in the first hour, and then we'll do the NFL in hour number 2.
All right.
It's not impossible.
Sounds good.
It's not impossible. I did want to talk to you about a couple of these games, the bowl games from Thursday. Number one.
All right.
I got a little nervous when Miami, it looked like, was going to tie that game up right before the half on that reviewed play. But even when it was 14-10, Joe, I was like, man, Miami's kind of got a little momentum here. This is not going to end well. But thankfully, typical Mario fashion, a gutless effort in the second half from the Hurricanes, Joe. Gutless.
Gutless.
Great.
This guy is getting how much? $9.5 million, right?
Yeah.
Mario, come home, Mario. Come home to South Beach. You got kicked in the chops again. 31-24 because you got outworked. You got smacked in the face by a blue-collar team. Seriously, it's amazing how this team has been frauds for the last 20 years.
They have been. You're absolutely right about that.
And you know what? Everybody ran out Mark Richt, and I understand that particular. But Mark Richt at least had you at 11-0 entering week number 12 about 5 or 6 seasons ago. No?
Mark Richt. No, it's true. What was that?
I mean, if they win that game against Pittsburgh, and you know who knocked them off that year, that was Kenny Pickett.
Right.
They're in the dance potentially.
What a shame.
I wish we could be a coach.
Really?
Well, I mean, if you're going to pay me $9.5 million, 1 inch the left way, you don't quite make it. The inches around us are, you know.
You're doing a little Tony D'Amato there.
Yeah.
Legendary coach.
Legendary.
Coach D'Amato.
That's your quarterback. That's my quarterback.
Everywhere around us.
Everywhere. Everywhere around us.
I tell you what, don't talk to me at like 2 o'clock on Friday. I'm telling you. I'm unavailable.
The rolling hills of El Paso.
Texas, El Paso. Him. I got the list.
Him.
Coming after
him,
me? I'm going to come after you, Carver. Not you. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Joe. And the other one I wanted to say to you was, you know, I know we were spot on this, both of us. I didn't care. SMU is a lot better football team than Boston College, but they're not the type of team that can play in that type of game with how what a mess that field was and what a mess that game was.
That was a great call by you, by the way, getting on
both
the
of
under,
us.
Under the 48.5.
Both
I
of
know.
Us.
That was,
both
I was
us,
getting yeah. a little nervous, though, when that game was starting to go off the rails at 23-14.
Yeah.
They, you know, SMU was pushing tempo a little bit, but, I mean, you know. I mean,
we
that's,
good,
a, that's a great win for Boston College, though. Huge
that's
win.
That's a real good win. Real good win in the slop at Fenway Park to beat SMU. It's a real nice job by them. And now's your chance for the podium for not going to Oklahoma State on Wednesday night, if you wanted to.
I'll go to the podium. I don't know, because I've been smacked so many times by Oklahoma State, right? They get me to the Big 12 championship. They can't win me a 46-1 ticket. And they're like an old, you know, ex. Like, all of a sudden, you have a bad taste in your mouth. You saw them at the dance. They look great. And I just don't want to date them because of out of principle. It was a principle play for me to take Texas A&M. And a typical Texas A&M, even though Jimbo Fisher's not there, they're gutless. I mean, pathetic. The quarterback gets hurt on the first play of the game.
Unbelievable. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back. A lot more to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver and, of course, Joe Lisi here with you. You know, Joe, we don't normally let Cowboy fans on the show. It's not something that we normally do. But we'll make an exception for family. We do like to do that, of course, and I'll do that for you now, Joe, for your cousin, Christopher Mormondo. Of course, Amazon Prime coming up season number 3 of Gravesend, and Chris is with us now. Chris, how's it going, my man? How are you?
What's up, guys? Cousin Joe, Mike, what's up, fellas?
We're doing good, baby.
We're hanging in there. Carver's a big Buffalo Bills fan, so I said we would lead off with the Dallas Cowboys. And the big matchup a couple weeks ago, the Cowboys lost. But, you know, they played the Dolphins this past weekend, and that's my team. Give us your thoughts about what you saw about that.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get away with that one. Now, first of all, giving credit to the Buffalo Bills, Mike, you didn't just beat us. You brutally, physically beat us. So
sure
that
did.
Was, as a Cowboys fan, that was actually great. You know why? Because I wanted my own team to get punched right in the face like they deserve, and you did that. The horrible part about being the Cowboys fan that I am is I suffer. And then not only did I have to suffer 2 weeks ago, but I got to suffer against my cousin's favorite team, the Dolphins. And that is horrible because I am not a guy who ever complains about calls or referees. I am the one who just ridiculed Mahomes for being, you know, I don't even like the game. You guys are bad. It's unfair. Steve, please stop it. Play the blame like a man and play the football game. That's the way it goes. But I was the biggest baby you ever could imagine on the face of the earth after that game, and it was Christmas Eve. So I don't want to use the biblical sense that it ruined my holiday because that'd be against everything I believe, but it almost did. I had to drink a lot of wine to get rid of that because the things that I saw on that field could have been actually crimes committed in the public eye that we live in today. And that was horrendous. But in fairness, I am a fair guy. They did come back in the last 2 minutes of the game and showed us that, yet again, we are the typical Dallas Cowboys. And you're talking to an angry Cowboys fan right now, a very angry, because they always seem to do the same garbage each year, day in and day out, to totally, really twist my you-know-what, and I'm not going to say it on air. But it's a real spanking, and it really is bothering. But other than that, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and what's going on?
Well, I will just say this, and I'll make it worse. Carver knows. I bet the Cowboys in that game.
Yeah, so, Joe, typical Joe. Goes and bets against his favorite team. I like the Cowboys. All the sharps are on it. He goes and bets the Cowboys on Sunday. So you could blame him, Chris. He's the reason. Blame him.
He is. He is definitely the reason. There is nothing to figure out. Remember, me and my cousin go back since, obviously, we're born, right? But we are the ones that they have called us in the household, the big idiots, the dummies, the ones that never grow up. And you know what we say, Mike? We go like this. We have defied the odds. You know what we say? Even to our own daughters and our own nephews and our kids, we tell them all, why do you want to grow up? Be an idiot. Be a dummy. Be a moron. But enjoy the one life you get. And you know what? Hearing and seeing just what I'm doing right now, by me being on your guys' show and knowing that my cousin, who I am telling you never to put him on a pedestal because, no, we would brawl, we do it all, me and him, we're the biggest idiots. But what we to see him on his own show with you and you guys doing your thing, it is truly what a blessing because he's doing what he truly loves and was meant to do. I call him the Rain Man, but the same way my brother, his other cousin, calls me the Rain Man when it comes to film and it comes to things. But I will tell you this, when it comes to gambling, you're talking to me, the most dumbest bettor in the world. Every year, never a freaking year goes by where I can't win. It's never going to happen. So I have learned one thing, and I'm going to give you my secret in gambling. You want to give your bettors, you want to give them your customers some secrets? Here's what you do. This is bona fide. I'm telling you guys straight. No jokes. You do all your research. You're going to sit there and go, and I always mimic Joe. Ready? I'll go like this. Look, well, I got to say, because I got to feel that, you know, the crackback's going to crack back this. They're going to block from them. They're going to do a 4-4 and a 2-2. They're going to play on the happy
Valley. Blue side. Collar.
Whatever
Blue
you
collar.
Think you're picking, just go the opposite way, and you'll be a winner for the rest of your life. Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's why I win. I win because I have done analyzing another thing. But the funny part is, when it comes to you guys, I hear you guys, and I'm like, man, they really do know what they're talking about. They have breakdowns, and I'm like, see, that's why I'm the better that should be listening to you guys and trying to see if that works, because doing it my way just didn't work. I'm just going to be straight with you. But now back to the Cowboys and the Dolphins. Man, that thing is going to be hard to get rid of. That was the game they had to win, but... You know,
before we get into what you're doing, just quickly, big picture, do you feel as a Cowboy fan Dak can lead them to a Super Bowl this year? Yes or no?
Okay, the answer is no. He cannot. The reason why I say it, and I like him as a human, but I'm done with the Tony Romo stats, the Dak stats, the Danny White stats. I'm done. I want my Troy Aikman back. I don't care if Troy's 62 years old. I want to put a helmet back on him, and I want him to get back out there and run my team. And it sounds really bad to really knock Dak, because I'm going to root Dak in for the rest of Dak's career in Dallas. But the thing is, no way does he give me any confidence. Because of the fact is, watch, we're going to crush the Lions. I don't care what anybody says. We're beating the Lions bad. Not even just a little bit. We're going to beat the Lions bad. And then the Dallas Cowboys star is going to be shining. Yeah. We got the rich kids on the block with the best uniforms. And they're going to be, yeah, we're number one. And then they're going to go into the playoffs and the first round. And they're going to go, oh, what happened? We lost again. That's been too many years. It's too frustrating. And as you can tell, I'm getting very frustrated now. But other than that, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Talk to me, guys.
Chris, tell us about Gravesend Season 3 coming up on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Season 2, if you guys didn't see it out there, I'm telling you, we have a star-studded cast. I mean, Amon DeSante, Chaz Harmon, Terry Williams, Forsythe, Andrew Dice Clay, Vicky Batetto, Gina Gershon, Fran Drescher, Mario Cantone, so many, and yes, the one they call Chris Momando, a.k.a. Gaetano, my character. There is so many. Will DeMeo, the writer, director, producer, is just unreal what he's doing in the seasons. We have season 3 coming up, which we're starting in the April, May, right around the next few months, or maybe March if we're lucky. But season 3 is going to be amazing. You guys got to watch it. There's 9 episodes on the season 2. It was unreal. Just to go through the whole notion and to look back in the 80s on how Brooklyn was run by, let's say, what they call the mob, and it was just amazing. And everything that goes with it for season 3 is only going to just steamroll in. We have some new cast members that are coming on. If you guys follow Gravesend, you'll see that Shaquille O'Neal is a big fan. Mike Tyson is a big fan. Billy Joel is a big fan. Frankie Valli, big fan. And they all support the show. We were together the other night for a Christmas party. Shaq's crew was there, and they're like, listen, we are so supportive. We love the show. We love Gaetano. We love everybody in it. And I can't tell you how proud I am, because as my cousin knows, this is what I wanted to do my whole life. And this is how you can sit there and say that dreams do come true. Because I'm on your show, Joe, with Mike, and I'm talking to you about my show on Prime, and that's a blessing right in itself, other than all the agonies we take from when I lose money on anything I gamble. But other than that, the blessings are what the blessings are.
That's great. That is great, and you guys do great work. And Carver, I'm going to give Carver the opportunity to watch the seasons. He's a big fan. He saw a couple of trailers, so we'll get him hooked up.
The show actually sounds right up my alley, and I would love to watch it. The only problem is, Chris, I haven't watched like an actual television show in 7 years since my daughter was born. So that's my biggest problem is I need to be able to actually get the television back, Chris, and then at night I can actually watch the show.
I understand. 7 years old, I understand. They're taking up those TVs. I have 2 daughters just like Joe. So we know the deal on that one. But yeah, you'll love it, Mike. I'm not just saying it. You love a Bronx Tale. If you love that you just played the episode from Goodfellas. If you love all that, you're going to love. You're going to love.
Chris, tremendous job. Gravesend, Season 3, Amazon Prime. Chris Momando, we're back after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back.
The
Carver Lisi from Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you here. All right, Joe. Great job there by Cousin Chris. As he gets ready for season 3 of Gravesend.
Definitely.
Yes.
A diehard Cowboy fan. That is, but he tells you like it is, you know. How many Cowboy fans love or hate Dak right now, right?
Yeah, it's one or the other. There's no middle ground.
There is no middle ground.
That's for sure.
There is none. I'll tell you what, I think there is none. I do disagree. We're on the Detroit this week, I think, right? We like Detroit.
We're on Detroit. I'm on the Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking them on the money line, I think. I think I want to go down that route. I don't know just yet. I got to see how I do in the bowl games heading up to this point. But, there's only a few teams I'm willing to back in the NFC outside the two biggies, right? I like the Rams. I like where I stand. I want to see how the Rams step up this week against the Giants, but I'm sitting on that ticket. I think if the Rams do get in, I think they're going to make some noise with Stafford and Nacua and everyone. I think they're built. I think they could beat both. They got crushed by the Cowboys earlier. Remember they lost that ball game by like...
Yeah, they got destroyed there.
Destroyed. But that was a different team. They were
very different.
They weren't coming into form then.
I don't disagree, Joe, but it is nice to hear Cowboy fans tell it like it is. That's how we like it. We need to do the three games for Friday here. So coming up, the Rolling Hills of El Paso.
Oh, Carver.
For Oregon State and Notre Dame. Notre Dame has never beaten Oregon State in their illustrious history. I believe, Joe, there's not many teams they can say that about that they've played. Yeah.
I know.
So,
now, how many times did they play? Just a few?
I actually have that in front of me, Joe. I got that information for us, and I wanted to use it. Here it is. Notre Dame.
I know we talked about it on Coast to Coast. Isn't it like three times they played or just once?
It is two times that they played. They played in the Fiesta Bowl in 2000 on January 1st, 2001. That was the Derek Anderson game. And then they played in the Insight Bowl in 2004. And Oregon State beat them 38-21 in that game, too. So this is their third meeting in a bowl game. This time the Rolling Hills of El Paso. -6.5 for Notre Dame. 41.5 the total, Joe.
I like Oregon State plus the points, and I do like the over big time. Like the over in a big way in that game. Love it.
All right. Wow, you're taking Oregon State. You flipped on that. You were an Irish early in the process.
Yeah.
What made you change your mind there?
What the fact that it the fact of Oregon State and taking the points with Oregon State? I don't think I ever liked
you were on the Irish when the game first came out.
But that was was when we thought Hartman was playing.
Right. So that was what swung you, is Hartman not playing? All right. I'm laying it with the Irish, Joe.
I really think Oregon State. I think the Pac-12 teams that are like extinct, right? Like Washington State, Oregon State. This is an opportunity to show out, even though it's an interim staff. I believe Damian Martinez is playing in that game. Let me just double check that, because he's the best player potentially on the field. Let me just double check. Nope. Fenwick is playing.
Fenwick's playing. So there you go.
It's all right, though.
I'm on Notre Dame, Joe. I'm laying it.
I'm on the over. The over's my best bet. I'm going to alt that up.
I think these Oregon State kids are completely broken. With Smith leaving, they don't got a home anymore. Pac-12's over. Nothing. They got nothing to give here.
Yeah.
They got nothing to give. Marcus Freeman, these are the games like he actually cares about. You know? So, I'm going to lay it with Notre Dame, Joe. Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to lay it. But it could get over, like you said. One of the few teams that actually is bringing a pretty full complement with them to their bowl game is Iowa State. It was at the Liberty Bowl.
That's
take on
Memphis.
It's a home game for Memphis. That is very true.
I lost last year with Arkansas and Kansas, my diamond crypto.
Liberty Bowl has been a thorn in your side.
It has been. But the one
thorn
thing
in your side this game has been.
Points happen in that game.
Points do happen. All right, let's see. Who do we got here, Joe, that is not in? Is your boy playing for Memphis, Hennigan?
No.
No, finished, chopped?
I believe so. Everybody's playing for Iowa State. Rico.
Everybody's
Rocco.
In, including, of course, Rocco Beck, who Rocco had an outstanding, Beck's. Outstanding first year. I kind of want to lay it with Iowa State, but is Hennigan playing? That's what I need to know.
Oh, there's no passing prop. He's not playing. That's why they're 10.5.
Hmm. I'm going to take the over 57.5, Joe.
If Hennigan plays, are you taking the points?
I would probably take the 10.5 with Memphis if Hennigan played.
I like it either way. Hennigan. That Hennigan.
I'm going to take the over. Over 57.5 for me, Joe.
Oh, we got to give our bets for the...
Yeah.
So wait a second. What did you mark me down for the Sun Bowl? Not Oregon State.
Oregon State plus 6.5.
No, the over. I just said the over was my best bet.
Well, then you need to understand the assignment here. This is what we're doing. We're making the picks for the bowl games.
This is how you're catching up. You're catching me looking at lines, and you're just milking. What do you think here? The best bet is the Sun Bowl over.
All right, well, then that's what you have now. What are you doing for the Liberty?
Give me Memphis with the points now, just out of principle.
Well, out of principle, you're going to take Memphis with the points.
Yep.
All right, you're in for Memphis 10.5.
What do we do?
Cotton Bowl, Friday night.
I hate this game. It's not even played in Dallas, number one. That's gutless.
Arlington.
No, they should play it in the real Cotton Bowl where they play OU in Texas. Not indoors. I want it outdoors.
I'm on Mizzou plus 4.5.
Good. I'm going to smash you. I'm taking Ohio State.
You're taking Ohio State.
Yup.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I'm on Mizzou. Everybody's playing. This is like the Super Bowl for Drinkwitz. I mean, this is like a complete. I can go into the office and ask for a 15-year extension if I win this game. Type of spot for him, and I don't think anybody on Ohio State sideline is going to care whatsoever about it. I don't think they're going to care at all about this game. Mizzou, this is the world to them. This is the world to Missouri to potentially beat Ohio State. So, and I'm getting 4.5. Let's go. I'm in, baby.
All right. Good.
Your boy Drinkwitz. He'll be on the list after this one.
I got a crypto diamond special coming up.
A crypto diamond special. Well, you'll have to save it for tomorrow.
It's a Mr. Outright play.
This is for Saturday's games?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, tomorrow we'll do Saturday's games, Joe. I'll be able to get you going.
And I got you by 5 games so far?
Well, like I said, it's right at this very second, you have got 20 and 7. And I have got 16 and 11, so I'm down to 4.
Mm.
And like I said, that's because I'm on a streak of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row I've hit to catch me back in. So you were hot early.
Hot as a pistol.
You were hot early. I'm getting hot now. To make it a little closer heading into the final weekend here.
You got the Billy Club out, Carver. You got the Billy Club out.
If I could just get it so that it comes down to those last two games on Monday, those semifinal games, because we're going to be on opposite sides.
Oh, yeah?
Well, definitely in the first game.
Oh, yeah. That's an old special for me.
I mean, you said you can give me 9.5.
How many you want with Alabama? You want 9.5? I'll give you 9.5. Come on, hero.
I don't need the 9.5, Joe.
Come on, hero. Step up.
They're going to win the game outright, so.
They're going to win. Oh, yeah. Oh, big Mr. Outright. 1.5-point dog.
Outright.
Outright. That's it?
But if I could just get it to where I can get you in those last two games, I'll be happy. So I've cleaned up.
You're coming down the stretch with the whip. You're coming down.
I've closed the gap.
Do I have enough horse left in me? Do I have enough horse? Huh? Give him the clear.
You have to find out. I mean, we're on we're on opposite sides of a few here.
I'm telling you this right now.
On Friday,
I'm just gonna tell you, ready? If I hit the Sun Bowl, I'm not losing. I'm telling you that right now. If I hit the Sun Bowl, I'm not losing.
Not losing.
Put it on the wood, okay? Put it on the wood. And you know what? Forget it.
Double Sun Bowl was a complete disaster for me last year.
Double catalytic converter play. I just switched it up. My people, all the people that work for me, they came down, they gave me the data. I'm analyzing it. No more. I'm putting it out. I was going to put it out for Saturday. I'm putting it out today. Double catalytic converter, crypto special, play of the year over Sun Bowl, 41.5, altered up to 50.5. Come on, what do you want to do?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Before we get out of here, Friday night NBA. The Knicks are in Orlando against the Magic. Magic -1.5. Nets are 6-point road favorites in Washington against the Wizards. Man, the Wizards suck. The Bucks are 5-point favorites in Cleveland against the Cavs. Sacramento is 1-point favorite in Atlanta. Sixers are 1-point favorite in Houston. Suns are 15-point favorites at home against Charlotte. And the Nuggets are -3 against OKC for Friday night. If you're interested in any of that.
I was thinking about the Bucks, but is he definitely playing in that game?
I would never say definitely. I believe I saw probable just now. So probable is about as close to definitely as you can get.
Yeah, I know. And then what are we doing with this Sun team? Like, could Booker get 35?
KD had the triple-double the other night with 16 assists.
Because I didn't bet him. That's why.
Well, you would have lost anyway because you only bet him for like 35-plus points, 40-plus points. You bet him real pig stuff. You never
What do you mean you real bet pig stuff? Oh, you got the bib out every time you bet the NBA.
Not lately.
No?
Nah. Nah, Joe. All right, Joe, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll do all the college picks in the first hour, all of the NFL picks, of course, in the second hour. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Great job by Matias Bravella. Great job by Joe. See you now. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.